You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 132. Before I start, I just want to ask you to reach out. If there's anything that I can do to help you make your impact, just do it. Head over to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and you'll find a couple different ways to connect with me. I'd love to hear from you and help you. So head on over and make that happen. All right, so let's dive in to today's episode. I'm going to tell you that the world needs your impact. Stop beating yourself up. So do you set goals and fall short of meeting them? Do you make promises to coworkers or volunteers and then fail to follow through? Are daily choices inconsistent with the outcomes you say you'd like to create in your work or your life? You are not alone. Whether it's a New Year's resolution to get to the gym 4 times per week or a commitment to an employee or volunteer that you'll be better at delegating tasks with a reasonable amount of lead time, we humans have a tough time breaking bad habits and implementing the new and improved. Even when we have great intentions, we just get stuck. And before we know it, 5 months have passed without any noticeable change or personal growth. So based on the title of this episode, you might be thinking, oh, yay, she's going to tell me it's okay. Everyone does it anyway. Move on and just be okay with how things are. Well, sorry to disappoint you, but that's not the emphasis today. Yes, I will still encourage you to stop beating yourself up. I am going to talk about that. However, the reasoning is different. If you've been listening for a while or have worked with me, you know that I'm all about defeating the drama. And beating yourself up is just a waste of time and it's drama. It shifts your focus away from meeting your objectives. You see, when you're calling yourself names and mentally berating yourself, where's your focus? On you and how bad you are. Is this motivating? No. Is this time spent on creating a new plan that does move you towards your goals? No. Beating yourself up is just self-induced drama. It shifts your focus away from where it needs to be, on making the plan you must implement to meet your objectives. And too often, our berating tends to lend the opportunity to give ourselves a pass. Do any of these sound familiar? I do this every time. I'm just not cut out to be successful. Why bother even trying? I'm just setting myself up for failure anyway. I have no willpower. I'm a complete loser. I suck. Our mental beatdown can become an excuse, a long-term justification. So as you're berating yourself, you're giving yourself that wiggle room, that license to continue to avoid hitting your objectives. And how motivated do you feel while engaging in this kind of negative self-talk? Get over yourself and get on with it. Now, I don't want you to completely skip over the feeling of disappointment or the loss of what could have been. No, I want you to experience that pain to motivate you to new momentum. So notice it quickly, but don't park there. Don't let a disappointment become a long-term beatdown. When a client shares their story of a missed deadline or failed commitment, my first question is always, how does it feel? If it's a failed commitment to another person, I always want them to think how that person might feel or what their team might be saying to each other. I also ask them to think about how they might feel if someone failed to follow through for them in the same way. This helps build the motivation for change. The goal is to reignite the commitment. From there, we move quickly to, now, what do you want to do about it? What did you learn? This is an important question. perhaps you can glean some additional information about structure required to pull off the change. Are there ways to build in hourly, daily, or weekly accountability? Do you need a tracking system? A notorious strategy for dieting is to keep a food journal so that dieters are conscious of what's going into their mouths. A tally of calories can be an eye-opening experience. Information and facts are so helpful to maintain motivation. So find a way to do that for the goals that you're working towards. Is there any cleanup you must do as a result? Any apologies or acknowledgments to make? Is trust eroding or disappointment building between you and others? Acknowledgement and an apology go a long way to rebuilding trust and igniting hope. How will you reaffirm your commitment to yourself or others to create accountability? What actions will you take to keep your commitment? What do you need to create logistically to succeed? What progress, if any, did you make? Was there any forward momentum? Any positive steps? If so, take a moment to celebrate. If you're like most of my clients, you have big dreams and a hearty list of goals to tackle. You have a vision for the difference you want to make. Don't get in your own way. Break those goals into manageable stepping stones and create the positive mindset that you will make them happen, one daily choice at a time. And if a bump in the road happens, caused by you or something out of your control, you'll keep on keeping on. Your plans are too important to give up on. Remember, the world needs your impact. So get out there, go and do it. Thanks so much for listening. And don't forget, the world does need your impact. So get out there and make a difference today. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, head over to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and reach out to me. I want to help you in any way I can. Let's overcome barriers, set some goals, and make a big impact. Until next time, make it a great day.